Blog Talk Radio.
BBB. Every chain. An addiction diagnosed by the scribes of their physicians, a bunch of ill nations. Penicillin dependent, holistic meds make slaves out of service and dentures. No rhyme or reason. Just going into this natural treason. We're mentally shackled by their institutional teachings. I break every chain. I slay all names less than equivalent to his pain. Blood, sweat, tears, deposit unconditional love and fill my cup like rain. Now drink from it, I speak from it. Footsteps down the hall, can you hear him coming? A dead man walking, risen from the ashes, chained silent like closed coffins. Freedom dream chasers, demonic souls thirst after spirit tonic. No milk carton promise.
No.
The truth found in the backwash of your conscience. Down to the last drop, tipped glasses. Life's lessons when you skip classes. Repeat it over like a broke watch is right twice, even when it's read backwards. My words fact you. I walked past you. At the root of the tower, at the very last hour, may I stand tall. Ain't walked a mile with me, but still your feet dog tired. Word travels fast, my crown, they won't shackle.
Yeah.
My walls up, his love's fast.
Yeah.
I lost one in this battle.
Yeah.
Power up in the life after.
Yeah.
To use it now, I ask.
Yeah.
I ask.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
Good morning and God bless, listeners. I'm your host, The Bishop, and today I wanted to talk about music. Ministry versus influence. Now, this topic has been something that has been constantly on my mind for many years. Music is such an integral part of a human being's person that they even have music therapy. Now, music is the only thing that can transcend both regions of the mind. Music works in the conscious and in the subconscious mind. Music can have you involuntarily tapping your feet or nodding your head. Music can alter your mood. Music is that sleeper that people tend to overlook. Music is a very powerful weapon. But where did music originate? Well, let's go back and see. Before the beginning of time, music existed in the heavens. The minister of music was none other than Lucifer. He was in charge of the worship and praise. He led the music in the heavens, and he set the atmosphere. Now, we are familiar with the story in Isaiah 14 where Lucifer is cast out of heaven. If you're not, feel free to go ahead and take a break right here and go read up on Isaiah 14. Now, Lucifer wanted to be higher than God and was plotting a rebellion against him. Let's stop for a moment and think about this. Lucifer was in charge of setting the atmosphere. He led the music in the heavens. His own pride and beauty got in the way, and he felt he was better than God. And you can find a reference for that in Ezekiel 28:13-17. Now, what about today's culture, though? What about the music of today? There is a difference between God's music and the world's music. God's music ministers to your soul in a positive way. It allows you to meditate upon the words of the Lord. It gives praises unto the Most High. It lifts Him up. When you let the music consume you and you meditate on the scriptures within the songs, you are ministering to your heart. You are proclaiming victory. You are claiming God's glory over all things. His music does not entrance you and invoke false worship. Secular music, on the other hand, is open for much interpretation, that many people approach this subject in a very biased manner. I will try to remain as unbiased as possible, but still keeping in mind that in the end, the bottom line is the Creator. I grew up in secular music, just like the majority of everyone who's listening. I started off on R&B back when I was young, before graduating up to rap. Music played a pivotal role in my life. I was surrounded by music. I loved music, and I still do. Music is endless, and its reaches are far beyond the scope of the human eye. Whatever mood I was in, I could find a perfect song to accentuate that mood. If I was angry, I could find a perfect fight song to fuel that anger. If I was sad or heartbroken, finding that love song was not hard at all. There was music for all human emotions and natures. But many times, when we listen to songs, we hear the words, but we don't listen to the words. We say the song is nice because it has a nice beat or ring to it. We sing along with the song, oblivious to the meaning of the song. We take the songs for face value. We have no idea, no clue, that we are opening ourselves up to negative spirits. I'm not the only one that has noticed that the music of today has seriously declined in quality from the music of yesterday. People complain all the time about no real songs being out anymore. Everyone is copying everyone else. The whole industry is nothing but a bunch of cookie-cutter clones. All these clones are delivering the same message: self-worship, drugs, violence, misogynistic ideology, and so on. Can any self-respecting wannabe Christian stand in my face and tell me that God called us to sing or rap about these things? Doesn't anyone find it peculiar that all the things that God gave Moses in the Ten Commandments and all the things in the 42 laws of Ma'at, that the music of today tells you the opposite? The songs use language towards others that is now becoming the norm. We sing songs of premarital sex, killing one another, self-worship and idolatry, drugs, the whole nine. I'm sure you've picked up on it, but I'm not just talking about rap. I'm talking about all forms of music in general. Granted, it is prevalent in the rap industry, but all genres of music are guilty of it.
Wake up in the morning to the breath of a new sun. My words fail, let your music speak like ringtone.
When did God say you can place yourself before Him as a God? Some argue, oh, it's just music. That music plants a seed inside of you. It may not be immediately visible, but it is growing in you the more you water it. Classic example, back in the 11th grade, I had stopped cursing and using foul language. I stopped listening to vulgar music. My conversations were kept out of the gutter. I was going good for a while. Then one day, I heard a song by DMX and I thought it had a nice feel to it. In my mind, the song was hot. Slowly, ever so slowly, my verbiage, my vocabulary began to change. Little by little, words started to slip out until one day I was back doing what I had stopped doing. I couldn't even place my finger on when it changed. Now, when we surround ourselves with this kind of music, we create an environment around us. We create an atmosphere. The more we continue to bombard our minds with garbage, the more garbage that is retained. It becomes a part of us and who we are. It becomes harder and harder to let go. I can testify to that. Now, let me explain. Here's a clip that I've taken off my website. And it says, redemption means an act of redeeming or the state of being redeemed. Deliverance or rescue. Deliverance from sin, aka salvation, atonement for guilt. Now, with that being said, it seems only fitting that as the owner of PSE, Peace Squad Entertainment, the president of Peace Squad Entertainment, that I begin something new that is aligned with the path that I am on. I've been on both sides of the tracks. I have been in the Word and I've been in the world. One cannot walk one foot in the Word and one foot in the world. You'll eventually fall and come to a crossroads where a decision needs to be made. Will you make the right choice is what burdens your conscience until you make the decision. I have been to that crossroads several times, and I turned around and walked down the path I just came up. I was not ready to make a decision as weighty as that. I knew that God had something for me. I knew where I came from and what He brought me through. But I also knew what my flesh wanted. I knew I wanted to pleasure myself in the jollies of the world. I wanted to fit in with everyone else, but that could not be the case. Having been selected prior to birth to be a great man, no matter what I tried, I couldn't fit into the puzzle called life. I ran from my calling many times and I've kept on running without looking back. I denied and denounced my calling, claiming it to be false and the ambition of other men. And man can only run for so long before God has had enough and He brings you back. Now, back in the day, I did release my rights to Peace Squad and gave it to the VP at the time, who later turned it into Goon Squad. I made a decision that chose the path that's traveled, and in the beginning, it was a very hard decision to make because the company was my offspring, and I was watching her grow into a beautiful woman. But she was beautiful in whose eyes? Maybe not God's. My satisfaction was only temporal. I was in need of something fulfilling and permanent. I needed satisfaction that would last, and the only place to find that, I was told, was in the Lord. I let go of Peace Squad to the next in command and just sought God for a while. God healed the wound that I had and replaced that hole I had with something I believed to be more. I was no longer affected when I heard the troubles of my former company. I didn't even shake my head. I was free. I was delivered. I was redeeming myself. So what was Redemption Records? That was my child in Christ. She wouldn't be operated in the same manner as the other company. She would provide inspirational, thought-provoking, substance-filled music to help anyone get through the day. Due to the variety of different individuals, Redemption Records would provide a variety of different genres of music with one same foundation: upliftment.
This beat was produced by AtomicBeats.com.
There's always somebody who really
hey, turn me up in my headphones,
man.
Make
you fall, but you can rise.
I'm trying to get
above,
at him right here.
Rise above it all.
Don't listen to it's a hurricane.
Lies that try to make you feel so full. Cause you're the hurricane, and you're riding through the storm. Riding through the storm.
Too many names to list, I'm bound to miss a few. I leave it up to God cause he can make my words true. And if I choose to do it on my own, I do another song. And how the game is blown like a balloon, my words will carry on. They say you pay to be the hottest, but they charging me to chill. In the room full of fakers, in the lights, the only thing that's real. But they don't see Louise on her knees praying every night that her boy would get it right. In a world full of clones, I'm just trying to be myself. I fill you with these words of healing just so you can ease your health. And if I say the soul, I pray to God that it's keeping tabs. A heart of gold, fade, silver line, I'm doing bad. On cloudy days, my sun shines cause I'm doing glad. The time changed when he became a dad. But to weather the storm, you ask me now, is it worth it? My ashy feet be the reason why I worship.
There's always somebody who really wants to make you fall. But you can rise above it all. Don't listen to the lies that try to make you feel so full. Cause you're the hurricane.
It is what it is.
Which
used to be the feel, I trip up and I stumble off the muscle, how I pop up. Jumping hurdles every beat and you can pull the track up. Only God can stop a category 5 natural disaster. So I move how the wind blows. I dance in the rain, I didn't stub my big toes. You say you wanted it, he wanted it a bit more. So why you mad from the flow, we all can't fold. Oh, you ain't realize that still I rise trying to make my mama sunset. With metal around my neck and I ain't even won yet. But it's a good life and I ain't having fun yet. For the storm I sit in like a protest. I project, see the writing on the wall. And it'll be a cold winter, after summer I'll fall. But the weather, the storm, you ask me now, is it worth it? And my ashes be the reason why I worship.
There's always somebody who really wants to make you fall. But you can rise above it all. Don't listen to the lies that try to make you feel so full. Cause you're the hurricane, and you're riding through the storm. Riding through the storm.
I was very involved with making music that proclaimed self-worship, ungodly contact between men and women, and so on. One thing about that, though, none of those songs I considered my favorite, no matter the attention and appeal that it got from the masses. The songs that mattered to me were conscientious songs such as Father Forgive Me, Blood of a Slave, and It Ain't Hard, just to name a few. Those songs I considered my premium songs because they contained a real message, a positive message. I've always been one to advocate songs with true meaning as opposed to carbon copies of everything else. So why did I create the other songs? I was sucked into the industry and the status quo. As much as I hated it, that is what the industry wanted. I felt I had to play by their rules just to get in. I've long since opened my eyes now and know better. Even with the Redemption Records, I'm taking it slow. I was taking it slow so that it was not my fame and glory that I was searching. But back to the point. As supposed children of God, you have no business listening to secular music. This bothers me sometimes because although I haven't listened to anything that has started this fast, I love some slow jams. I've since deleted a bunch of other songs off my computer. Others just somehow disappeared. But some slow jams are still deep in the library there. But as I press in and continue, though, I'm sure that I'll find clarity on whether to keep those or delete them. When you create a clean atmosphere around you, you can't help but feel so much cleaner when you're listening to other music. You create a clean environment or dwelling place around you. I issue a challenge to all who hear this and still live each day listening to the top 40 on the radio. Take a whole 2 weeks without listening to anything. If you are really brave and radical, go a whole month without listening to anything and see if you don't feel a difference. Listen to some uplifting music. Now, be careful with the Christian music, because it too now is being infected by secular music. I'm sure everyone has heard that good old Christian song with Beyonce's beat. I understand that you're trying to give out a good message, but every time someone hears that song, the first thought that comes to mind is not Jesus or God and you're so holy. I mean, come on, let's keep it real. First thing you're going to think about, one way or another, is, oh, this is that Beyonce song. I have nothing against Beyonce. I believe that she was very talented and she has an exceptional gift. Unfortunately for her, she's serving the wrong person. She will not reap the reward that she really wants that would be truly beneficial for her. She will always continue to lack no matter how much money she makes or how much fame she attains. We are not to look like the world, sound like the world, nor conform to the words, ways of the world according to the scriptures. Now, it is not right to be outside of the church singing all types of blasphemous songs and up in the choir singing about how much you love God. You cannot be leading or involved with ushering in the worship and sending praises to God if yesterday, on your way to church, you were singing about various body parts and gestures. They say you cannot serve two gods at once. Trying to walk one foot in the world and one foot in God is the same as walking wholeheartedly in the world. You will not be recognized by Him. You serve Him and only Him. Now, in summary, I know that I'm creating ripples in people with this subject. Music is a very touchy, touchy subject, especially for me, because I have my feelings towards music. I love music. And it is so deeply rooted in all of us. But the truth is that it will come out. Gone are the days of just sugarcoating and holding back just because you want people to like you. You don't have to like me or accept me as long as I do what I was meant to do, what I was created to do. And as long as my Creator accepts me, blesses me, I am good. It took me a great deal of time to come to these conclusions, and I'm still not done. I still have a lot of unanswered questions, but in time, the answer shall be revealed to me. One rule of thumb to go by, though, is if you feel you have to justify it to yourself, others, or God, then it's probably not right. So, with that being said, I hope some of my words were able to be received in a proper manner and that they speak to you, and maybe you can meditate on these words and move forward in your walk with spirituality. My name is Bishop. You're listening to UGM Radio. Tune in next time for another episode of UGM Radio. God bless. Breaking the bread, erasing the dead, and acting.